You have those the kind of things that it's a tall bush with clusters of pink and white flowers that bloom in the late spring. You have that?
Here in the yard or somewhere?
Or just around in this part of the country.
You mean buckeye bowl or something like that? We have them.
Y'all have any mountain laurel, anything? What about rhododendron? Have any?
No, nothing like that.
Does it grow further than north?
Yeah, I would know. I'd think it'd grow. Well, I'm pretty sure that they'd grow it somewhere, but I don't think we grow it here. Grandma, and you can't never tell.
If a married woman say she doesn't want to make up her mind, you know, about something, she said, well, before I do that, I better ask
my husband. Yeah.
Is there any way that she might, anything else she might call him, just joking around with him or kidding with him?
Well, I don't know about that. I never did have that experience with me and my wife, and I never did have the experience of having but one. She won't die and won't quit me, so.
I'm about the same way. And if a man would say, I must ask my wife.
My wife, I'd say. I'd have to ask my wife before I'd make a comment on that.
And I don't talk too much. Oh, that's okay. You don't mind talking. And a woman who's lost her husband, she's a what?
Well, you call her a widow woman.
Say if her husband left her, would you have?
Well, she was divorced. Her ex-wife. That's what we generally call her mine. Yeah, that's my ex-wife.
You ever heard her call a Grant's widow?
Yeah, that one. I think that'd be a grass widow that they call them. I know that a widow that her husband is dead or something like that. I heard them call them grass widows and widows and things like that. And I guess so. I reckon you call them grass. I don't know. I never had that experience too much.
The man whose son you are, he's your what?
The man that's my son?
The man whose son you are, in other words, he would be your what?
Well, he'd be my father, wouldn't he?
What would you usually call? What do people usually, they call him father? Or?
Well, some of them ain't got no reason at all. Oh, my old man, or old son of a gun, or anything. You know, some of them, their fathers don't mean very good to them. And they call him just anything in the world for some good deed.
Would it call him daddy or dad very much?
Well, now my boys call me, sometimes they call me dad and sometimes they call me daddy. But I never have heard either one of my boys call me papa. I never have.
I never mean that either. And of course,
I've heard a lot of families that does say papa and mama.
And talking about your boys, your wife would be your boys' father.
They call my wife their mother.
They always use it on
the call. Yes, sir. They sure do. And they respect their mother now. Well, both of us. Yes, they really do.
And the mother and father together, they're the child's what? They're his.
Well, it's their parents, I guess. Their parents are their mother and father.
And let's see, your father's father would be your what? He'd be
my father's father would be my great-grandfather, wouldn't he?
And for your grandfather, is there anything what would you usually call your grandfather? What would your grandchildren usually call you?
Well, my grandchildren, there's one of them out there called me granddaddy.
You're the granddaddy?
Yeah, I'm granddaddy.
What do they usually call you, why?
Grandmother, no, and that called my, and I don't know why, she called my wife Mimi.
Mimi,
that's it, that's what I said.
You like my mother call like that, or call grandma?
And she calls her mother's mother, she calls her,
Nana.
I never heard that before, but that's it.
Yeah, I've heard that around.
Well, she called her grandmother on her mother's side, Nana.